What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Now, will Greg, Rebecca, and Josh be in a polyamorous relationship? Stay tuned to find out.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Is as simple as can be.
How awkward is this song?
Like,
this is like bringing me back to like 10th grade geometry. Or geometry, what did she say? I'm not sure, right? Alright guys, what's going on? It's your boy Nino and welcome to the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend After Show. The full panel is back today, y'all. As always, you guys can find me at Nino Lanera on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Right next to me, we have Miss Brianna Phipps. Hello.
Hey guys, you can find me at bphipps14 on Instagram and Twitter, not Facebook. And then you can find me at bphipps1214 on Snapchat.
And right there we have Miss Trinae Todd.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Trinae. I'm back. I missed you guys. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl Trinae.
Right next to Trinae we have Miss Renee Ariel. I love saying your last name.
Oh, it's my middle name.
Oh, but it's your middle name.
My sister picked it out.
It's
fun
fancy.
Fact,
I like
4-year-old.
It.
Hey guys, I'm Renee Ariel. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel and on Snapchat at the Renee Ariel.
Perfect. We are back in full effect. Thank you, ladies, for taking over last week when Trinae and I were gone.
No problem.
I loved your outfit, by the way, last week.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Frankenberger.
Super fitting. Down. I'm pretty sure the fans are like, why aren't you wearing what you're wearing for the past 2 weeks?
We're done with Rocky Horror now.
We're done with Rocky Horror now. Okay, gotcha. All right, guys, let's get into it. This is called All Signs Point to Josh or Josh's Friend. Okay, and it starts
off. All signs point to singularity.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's,
you know what?
And
we've talked about this from last season as well, too. We're going to go to Dr. Trinae later on, and we're going to have her analyze what they should and should not do here. We're going to do that later on in the show. Are
do's
you good with that?
The do's and don'ts.
The do's and don'ts.
Of the dating world.
Exactly. Brought to you by the expert right over here. We're gonna go into,
you know,
that.
I'm getting my PhD in dating.
There we go. And it starts off just like that. I mentioned it in the little tease we had here. A polyamorous relationship. They were in the beginning all together with pizza, bed, spooning, all in one. That's not even a queen size bed, y'all. That was a full size bed.
But luckily only in her mind. Because this would be a very... I would not be okay with someone if they were okay with what that relationship was.
That was weird.
Who gets to have sex with me tonight? Guys, arm wrestle to see.
I know. It was such a Rebecca fantasy.
It was.
That was crazy. But I'm so happy because I remember in the... last week when we got this preview, we're like, this has to be a dream or something. Oh no, it's just Rebecca explaining her fantasy to a polyamorous couple.
Exactly. But they even said... That's not how it works, Rebecca.
Right.
You can't choose.
It's not like, oh, I can't choose, so you know what? Let's just have both.
Right. Yeah.
That only works with ice cream, guys.
Right. She would get the best of both worlds. Like, Greg is a little bit more, sensitive. And then Josh, we have him. He's a bit aggressive sometimes.
Mm.
Like, it would go hand in hand. Like, the nights. Not saying that this would have been a great idea, but the nights that,
right,
you know, she wanted somebody to throw her on the bed. She
okay,
could have
Trinae.
Josh. The night where she needs someone to feed her some ice cream.
Oh, this is
like,
a little
hint. Great.
But, like, it could only work... I just, like, why is that the fantasy, them two together in the bed with her? Why is it not, like, one night one, the next night another?
That's not fun, guys. Exactly.
Do you guys think she equally loves both of them?
I don't think she knows what she wants.
Right.
I think she just wants something to, like, show her, give her, like, meaning in life. Like, you know, like, she moved here to have a relationship and she still doesn't have one.
Yeah.
She needs to, like, have something to be like, I didn't move here for nothing.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it's a consensus, and we all think it. It goes deeper than the surface between just them two. It's her life in general. And Dr. Akopian makes her way back, y'all.
Yay!
Okay, we had Dr. Akopian here last season. It was great to have her on the show. I believe it was Trinae and I. Were you here as well, too?
No, it was before I joined you guys
okay.
on the show.
So it was Trinae and I, and she was great to have her on the show. But she basically is still trying to help Rebecca, get through this mental situation. And she says it multiple times. You know what I mean?
She's just like, do you even listen to me?
Right.
She was like, none of them even want to be in a serious relationship with you. And
that happened last episode was Greg told her she deserves to be happy. Like, he never in anywhere did he say, you deserve to be happy and I can make you happy.
Right. I know. And I love, last season, as the season progressed, she kind of got less crazy. Like, she was more relatable in the sense of, like, oh, this guy actually wants to be with her. Oh, Josh actually has a crush on her. It's working out. But I love that this season comes full force. She's batshit. She's like, they both want me. I'm in a love triangle. Meanwhile, one of them does not want to commit to her, just wants to hook up casually while he lives with her because he has nowhere else to stay.
Right.
And the other one is just being nice.
The other one's like, he loves her. Yeah. But he needs to focus on himself. Like, that's the more important thing right now. It's not about, like, oh, let's just jump into another thing. And you can't just forget the past. Like, I'm getting ahead of myself.
No, but it's true. But we all kind of mentioned it. Imagine if they were just to do them for, say, like, a couple years. And they come revisit the situation. They might all be in different places. Mm-hmm. And the choice won't have to be dealt with signs. Okay? Rebecca, your signs... coincidence?
okay, when you she kicks the bottle and she said whiskey bottle, Greg. Was that a whiskey? I thought it was
like a
beer bottle.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't crazy.
There is
on
some
that
whiskey
one.
Bottles. Yeah, it didn't look like a whiskey bottle. I'm not an expert, but there are some whiskey bottles that look like beer bottles.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
Possible.
But I couldn't.
In my
head,
I just think like Jack Daniel's or Maker's Mark, and neither of those look.
I think Rebecca she's really full of herself because. For her to think that both these guys like love her, and you know, I think she's really much so full of herself, and she's in denial because she thinks that both these guys love her.
Right.
But in reality, every time that she's with them, they're speaking to her, and she's not registering like what they're really saying.
Well, she does this thing where it's almost like a. What is that term in psychology where it's like you only want to listen to selective hearing.
Selective hearing, yeah. She hears selective what she hearing. Wants to hear.
Exactly. She has super selective hearing. Like she has ultra selective
hearing.
Greg, okay?
Like Greg actually says, I was going to your house to tell you I loved you. Now I'm seeking treatment. You deserve to be happy. And she hears, I love you. We can be happy. Like, right. That's like what she hears.
Right. Well, then it also doesn't help, and you know, jumping ahead again, you know, for Greg to try to cover his mistakes or try to hold her and use her and give her that kiss later on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But we see what happens later on and it works out. We'll talk about that. But, I mean, it's still, everyone has their issues, but everyone seems to be growing. Rebecca, every time the point where she starts to look like she starts to grow and she starts to look like a responsible adult, in the next scene it just changes and it flips the script.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah.
I can't
do it, okay? But I mean, okay, so Rebecca aside really quick, let's move on to, what was it, the ovulation roundup? What was
it? I mean, that's still, Rebecca, this is the literal scene of me being like, I can't right now. And, sorry to jump in front of you, but like, with the pregnancy test, and her and Paula being like, I'm going to buy you a pregnancy test. She goes, I don't need a test.
Right.
I know. Such a Becca
Baby
move.
Josh.
Like,
Rebecca moment.
Like, what? No, you need a test, girl.
She obviously, you know, it's like one of those things where you make up this stuff. I feel like she wanted to be pregnant. Like,
oh,
she wanted totally. To be pregnant. Like, you know, there's some people out there that believe they're pregnant and actually...
It's actually really happens. Funny and coincidental because earlier someone was talking about, and this is a little off topic, but I guess someone... thinks they're Eminem's daughter and they think that they're because their name is Haley and they are the same age as Haley and they think that they're pregnant but they're not and like she was on Dr. Phil apparently so, I don't know, someone was telling me about this and like he was showing her, she thought she was 8.5 months pregnant and she's not and he's like, this is what an 8.5 month pregnant ultrasound looks like.
So
this
once
is
again.
I'm
going to
YouTube that later.
That's Rebecca. She'd be like, no, I'm like 9 months
right. Once again. Yeah. Mental health is real.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's extremely real.
That whole scene was just like...
so funny.
It was.
Paula's reaction was the best. Where she's like, I'm so worried about you right now.
Right.
It's so
her
good.
Reaction was all of our reactions.
But when she said that, the only reason why I bring this up, and I said, not Rebecca, who right away thought, okay, Rebecca's not pregnant. No, this can't go written this way. Paula has to be pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was an instant thing for a lot of us, right?
Well, there's no way Rebecca could be pregnant.
Were you hoping she
wasn't
pregnant?
Last week, the week before that, I had predicted that you know, there was going to be a pregnancy and that it was going to be Rebecca.
Yeah, we predicted the pregnancy. Like, we predicted she was going to fake it.
That's what I thought. Yeah, I thought you guys said you were going to fake it. Yeah. I believe that.
But it was similar.
Right.
It was. I'm so surprised she went back downstairs and said, that's all right, the truth.
Got my period. Not pregnant.
Right.
So casually. Right. Back to, let's go have period sex. Oh, my gosh.
And the fact that she bought prenatal pills right away.
Well, that's the thing. Right away. You were at the store. You couldn't have picked up a test?
No, because 0 to 100.
You could just get the pills?
In the back of her mind, she knows she wasn't, I bet she knew she wasn't pregnant, but she wanted it to happen because she wanted the signs.
Right.
It needs to be Josh and I.
Egg salad.
I'm so happy, though, that it had turned out the way it did because... Right. Josh and her needed to not, like, they were not on the same page whatsoever.
At all.
And at least this gave him the, like, oomph to be like, you know what? I need to leave.
I'm out of here. You're crazy.
But imagine if she dragged it out and if she, remember we were talking about this, if she had said, okay, I'm not pregnant, but you know what? I'm going to play along and I'm going to get pregnant. Imagine if that story kind of happened.
Do you think if, like, she had not told him that she, like, if she had not said, like, I'm not pregnant, if he still thought she was, that he would have stuck around, or do you think he would have failed?
Oh, yeah. He would have stuck around.
He's a nice guy.
I think he's a nice guy, but I think that he has that very young head mentality if he'd, like, freak out, maybe, and, like, just disappear for, like, a weekend.
I feel like that would be Greg.
I think Josh would have totally stayed. I think he realized at that moment, my life is over. This is what it's going to be. And he kind of accepted that.
I don't think he accepted it.
I think it was a miserable couple minutes. But he was like, this is it. This is what I did.
Exactly. In the time that he was pausing, in the moment time she was peeing, like, it would have, I think it would have processed in his head, and he would have been like, okay, I have to deal with the situation. You know what I mean? But I honestly think you're right. If it was Greg's, he might have ran away.
Right.
Once Atlanta came back and then figured the situation out.
I feel like Josh, okay, maybe he wouldn't have run away, but maybe he would have run home to his mom.
Right.
Josh, though, I feel like he would have done it. And I also feel like she's not crazy enough, because if she was crazy, she would have faked being pregnant, or she would have stretched that out.
Also, I'm saying, I think she's growing a little bit too. Yeah, but I was waiting for her to bounce back to something crazy again, and she did later on.
Because last season she would have.
Well, she'll trick in certain ways, but I don't think that.
Okay, I don't think her telling him the truth, it shows that she's any less crazy, because here's why. I don't think she understood that what she just blurted out to him about their family, about their kids' names, how crazy that is to throw at someone. I honestly think she was thinking of coming back downstairs and everything would be cool. And that's why she told him. She, crazy Rebecca's like, that's not a big deal. We're obviously going to be together forever. This is destiny. So why would her...
I feel like you could be in a relationship with someone for years and be like, oh, these are our kids' names. And they'd still be like, what?
That's crazy.
Okay, a mess. Okay, so let's really leave Rebecca for a little bit here. And let's go to Greg, okay? The other week I was here, I was like half and half team Greg, half Josh. I'm still not sure right now at this moment where I am at the moment. But, okay, Greg's dad sells the house, guys. Like, he sells the house, and he's like, here's half the money to give to you so you can go to Emory, his dream school that he's been wanting to go to forever. That's a great parent right there.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah, it is.
And he looks better, too. He doesn't look as sick as he did last season, which is great, so he doesn't have to worry about that. And Greg now has second thoughts about the situation. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, because he's going to have to leave behind everything he knows.
Right.
I mean... In my head, I was like, he's not going to do it. He's going to stay in West Covina. He's going to, you know, probably use the money and put it in towards something that he's interested in West Covina.
But not school.
The thing is, Greg is scared to take those leaps.
Yeah.
Like, it's what he wants, but then I think he has that, like, same, like, what if I can't do it?
Right.
If I never try, I'll never know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll never know. Like, I'll never have to know that I failed either.
Yeah. See, I really want him to go to school, but at the same time, I'm worried because would his storyline just end in the show? What would they do with him?
No, he's going to be back.
No.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be like, well, he's probably getting casted for something else, and we're not going to see him for a few episodes.
Oh, I hope not. But, you know, I think...
Or Becca's going to show up, like, at his college.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, if it changes location, great.
Something's gonna happen. It could be something totally crazy too, where like, oh my gosh, Emory has an online program, so I'm gonna stay here in West Covina. Like, it could be something like that that could get him back to West Covina. I don't think he's gonna leave whatsoever.
No, he'll be back.
Yeah. I hope not.
So excited. No, he'll definitely be back.
Right.
I don't think that they're gonna get him off the show.
They better not.
I was excited.
Not Greg. He's becoming so likable. These yeah. past few right. episodes, like, I've really enjoyed him, especially this one.
Right.
He's, like, smiling. It's so crazy.
He's calm.
Because he's
calm
living.
He's so calm.
He's living without substance, without the substance abuse that he had before.
Yeah.
It's just Greg now. It's not Greg and alcohol.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And I was excited for him. I was like, wow, like, he's going to get another second chance, like, at right. life, at just leaving behind all the problems.
So do you think it was, like, normal for him to have used Rebecca as that crutch when he was trying to make his decision, in
yeah,
a sense?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's yeah. his instinct. Like, I think his instinct right? is, like, what can I use to keep me here? Oh, I'm going to use my alcoholism and the fact that I'm not supposed to make big changes. Oh, my sponsor told me, no, it's okay to make those changes.
His sponsor, Guardrail, by the way.
Yeah, Guardrail. Just don't drink. That's your one actual rule. The rest of it is, like, suggestions. But just don't drink. And he's like, oh, I can't use that as an excuse anymore. Okay, I'm going to use Rebecca as an excuse.
Yeah,
that's
I agree
scary,
with that.
Though, going, leaving everything you right. know, leaving the person that you love and
so then
know
that,
isn't good for you.
And that's my
you
other
know?
Question to you guys here. Do you think that he really does love Rebecca?
Yes.
And then that wasn't just, that was a ploy to get him to stay in a sense, but also his real truth coming out.
No, I think he really does love her, but I think he finally, maybe by the end of it, also realized she doesn't love me in the way I love her, at least not yet.
He loves the idea of Rebecca and what Rebecca could be.
Right.
Because he knows that she's crazy. He knows that she's gone from his friend to her. But he doesn't love her because somebody that loves you wouldn't go to your friend. So that's not healthy. Like
ooh.
You know what I mean? Like, he yeah. loves the idea that maybe this could go somewhere. Maybe Rebecca could get, you know, better in the way she treats me, the way she respects me, but no, I don't think he, like, truly, deeply loves her.
That. Okay, what so. About you?
I think he does love her. I think he is crazy about her. But I think because of what his father said, because of what he's probably learned from being away from her, that she's not good for him. And sometimes, if you love something, you have to let it go.
Ooh, that's
it's
true.
It's truly yours. It'll follow you to the airport and stop you from leaving.
And look, and I'm like Team Greg all the way. Like, I've always been Team Greg since day one. But, like, right now, they need to not be together. They all need to be single
they
for a while.
They all need to be together.
Agreed.
Exactly. Totally.
They all need doctor.
Right. Okay.
What if they did, like, a therapy, a group therapy?
They do. Dr. Acopia needs to bring all of them together. Or
actually, I feel like
you know what?
That would be a great episode because I feel like maybe in her head she's like, I just don't even know if these people really exist.
You know what? Or Daryl and Wyjo just need to have a session with everybody and tell them, this is how you live a happy life.
I okay. love Daryl. So much.
So let's
funny.
Talk about Daryl and how hard he's trying to get in this BFF triangle with Rebecca.
Daryl is a better friend to everybody than they are to each other.
I know.
And he's trying so, so hard, okay?
So hard.
So, so hard to try to
like,
be.
Like, yeah, it's a little creepy that he knows their ovulation because he gets the little ping on his
right.
phone. But he's adorable.
He's trying to be a great friend. And what he did for Paula, and you guys saw this when you watched the episode, okay, and I don't know how you do this, though. I know the dean, okay, that's great, but get somebody into law school like that, and all of a sudden them start the next semester, you gotta love TV. You know what I mean? You gotta love TV for cutting out the 3 months or 6 months
right.
of waiting and just going straight to the point of
yeah.
how it happens.
Straight to it.
Right? The San Bernardino Law School, or San Dimas Law School, whatever it was. I think it was San Dimas Law School. And he does all that for Paula.
I also love that Daryl loves everybody except for his, like, assistant.
I know!
Maya.
That's little Esther.
Stop being a millennial.
Right.
That was great.
Poor Maya.
Get the box!
Do you guys know her comedy?
No.
She's so funny. She had a show that was like Cocktails with Little Esther. It's hilarious. She's great. She's a stand-up comedian. I
oh,
love
nice.
Her.
Oh, mm-hmm. So can you check her out on YouTube?
Yeah, go find her on YouTube. Little Esther. Look her up. She has all her Laugh
Little
Factory
Esther.
Stuff. And yeah, she's hilarious.
That's awesome. I wonder if that's how they connected with her. If Rebecca knew her
probably.
From
oh,
the
I'm
comedian,
sure.
From
yeah,
like
yeah,
community UCD and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool. But yeah, okay, so Daryl does all that for Paula. But Paula is now going through the situation because after she finds out that Rebecca's not pregnant, she's just like, oh, damn, light bulb.
And then she yeah. doesn't.
What?
She does not take her own advice and
exactly.
take the test.
Exactly. But she like, I think she felt it. She
yeah.
really felt it. And with her feeling, I could trust her feeling more than I could trust Rebecca's
right.
feeling.
Well, because
mm-hmm.
her
know?
Feeling wasn't one of, like, instant happiness. Like, oh, my gosh.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is
we're
going to
have a family. This is
yeah.
like, obviously, me and Greg can't raise Josh's baby.
Oh, I love that line.
So I feel like there's always, if there's a will, there's a way type situation. You think Paul is going to get through this and be able to get to do law
school? I think
school?
She can
yeah.
make it work. She just doesn't believe she can, and she's afraid of it hindering her as it has in the past.
Right.
Scott would probably work so to support her.
Exactly.
What if Scott, took a step back from his career to kind of be more stay-at-home dad so that she could have her career?
I could see him doing that.
Right.
I would love that.
It would be great, but how would they survive as far as, like, trying to pay for college and all this other stuff?
Daryl would give them money.
Daryl.
Imagine.
You guys could have my pot
come
of money.
With me. You can come live with me. We'll all be one happy roommate.
We're best
friends.
That'd be
so crazy.
They can get his ex-wife to come back with the luggage, the suitcase of money.
Or, you know, Rebecca just throws her money away. She can give him some.
Yeah, true.
It's better than her spending it on, like, 3 tickets to Hawaii like she did before.
That's true. So Rebecca is still rolling in the dough.
Apparently. Somehow. Like she said this episode, she doesn't work ever. She's never there. She doesn't know how she's not
she
fired.
I love that they addressed that because in so many comedies, we never see the characters at work. And I love that they had that little joke of like, yeah, I'm rarely there. I'm surprised I'm not fired.
No, I love that too because like... going away a little bit for just a quick second because I watch another show, Shameless. I do the after show.
Shameless.
And like they've never... Oh, not Shameless, sorry. Speechless.
Good show.
Both of the last show. But the both parents just never seem to work, so...
Yeah, and they never address it.
And they never address it, yeah.
But I love that they did in this because you wonder... I mean, in the first season, I feel like she was at work a lot more mm-hmm. and she'd leave, but she would always have those moments of like, I completed this, so you know she's doing things.
She had a reason for leaving.
Yeah.
And this one, Daryl... I like that Daryl, too, is just like, you guys can't just both leave whenever you want.
Right.
Or like, can I come?
Right, yeah. Exactly. They're lucky Daryl is their boss.
Right.
That's it. Plain and simple. They
he
go
just
off
wants
to the
be,
park.
He wants to be friends with them so much
right.
that he's willing to let go of the fact that
they're
they never
more,
work.
They're more at the boba shop than they are at work, which is pretty funny. Yet they still get work done. That shows how good they are.
Yeah.
That shows how good a lawyer Paula could be later on, okay? It's fine. It's okay. But
that shows how Paula can do law school and have everything else.
Exactly. She could do it. I think she can. We'll get to that in predictions and whatnot. But okay, let's get back into Rebecca again. And Greg, I mean, you love talking about Greg, so let's get back to Rebecca and Greg. Now, their coincidental meeting in the beautiful park once again, after the breakup with her and Josh, which was really traumatic. That was a really good scene. One of my favorite scenes was the breakup scene between her and Josh and how he came to realize and how became all of a sudden he just got smart. Like in that one scene, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The comedy beats in Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is just so quick. Everything's
yeah.
so quick. But so they break up, and then she goes back, and all of a sudden, they want to restart and rekindle once again. How many times have Greg and Rachel restarted, pressed the restart button?
But that was not Greg's idea.
No.
Rebecca.
And also, the only time they ever really had a thing was the end of last season. Like,
right.
before
yeah.
then, it was, like, him wanting her, but her just using him.
Right.
So
right.
it wasn't a restart ever.
Mm-hmm.
Until, like, now.
But have you noticed that every time they talk about a restart, they always say restart?
But I... Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I would not take her back. You slept with my friend.
Right.
Like,
yeah, well, we're still together.
Foul.
Even if he was going to take her back, like, he needs time. He needs to know that he's just not a rebound.
Right.
So like, do you think he was in the wrong for kissing her and leading her to that way?
I think that he shouldn't have because...
I don't think he should have.
She's too clings
to anything she can. And yeah, he... didn't 100%, like, he didn't know about Josh yet, but, like, to that respect, in his head, like, her and Josh are still a thing.
That's, like, my one gripe with that situation over there, is that he kissed her, and then when she said, okay, let's figure this all out, come meet me back here at 6 o'clock the next day, and if you're here, we'll know it's true or whatever it is in the case that may be. Like, that just got me mad. Like, you kissed her, and then you don't even have the decency to answer her text or let her know that, yo, I'm leaving. Like, I'm going to leave on a jet plane and maybe never come back.
But he did. She got a Snapchat notification, so he sent her a Snapchat. God, you know.
We didn't even see the Snapchat.
Yeah, I
want to
see what that Snapchat
It could have just been him, like,
with
like
the suitcase.
Bye, West Korea. Yeah. See you later.
But it was a notification, which meant it was sent directly to her. It wasn't on his story.
That's whack.
She,
that's like texting somebody to break up with them.
Unless she programs
her phone. I was going to say, gets notifications. Just
I'm not saying
it's
the
Josh.
Best way, but maybe he was just afraid if, like, she could talk to him that she could convince him not to leave.
Maybe.
Oh, he knows it. He knows that Rebecca has a pull on him.
So that was his decency to be like,
right.
Okay, at least I'm telling you I'm at the airport. Take a look. I'm at the airport and I'm leaving, but I'm not telling you directly. Type situation.
So
I
guess. Why do you think that he decided to watch her while she was waiting at the bridge?
Well, he was gonna go meet her at the bridge. That was, and then he saw the sign.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Right. The whole
And he's like,
episode
oh, no.
about sons.
My dad was right. I need to go. What
the
am
water,
I doing?
The
right.
swimming.
The danger.
He realized if they got back together, it would just be a replay of what's already happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so mad. Water under that bridge, and it's, we're in a drought. There's not that water's probably 2 feet. Okay? They can swim out of their problems.
And how symbolic is that? I water think, under the bridge.
Right, I just think exactly. It's a good thing for... I was happy that he chose to not meet her because they need to be single. Like, I know it's not going to happen. I know something will happen, but mm-hmm. I want this for them. They, like, eventually one day they could maybe be together, but they need to take time apart and find who they are first.
They do. They do. Well, let's get to it, though, because I promised everyone Dr. Trinae today. So, Trinae, you always have something philosophical to say about these relationships.
Girl. I just think that he does not need to take her back. They need to move on. They all need to move on, all three of them, because this is ridiculous. You should not be dating someone who messed with your best friend.
True.
The That's friendship true. Between Josh and Greg is never going to be the same. As much as Greg is like, it's cool, man.
It's but, really not cool,
man. You know, and even so, too, bros before hoes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you not grow up in a small town?
You know, bro. Yeah, no, Sacramento. Yeah, it does.
Okay, because I was like in my high school, yeah. people like were best friends and yeah. shared girlfriends and yeah.
We talked about this last yeah. week. Have Very. You ever dated like a good friend's ex?
No,
I've never, and I've seen that situation before. And you know, I'm not calling out my friends. My friends, when you watch this, don't go there. I've seen it before, and it turns out super awkward, even though they yeah. say that that we're all adults here and it's going to be okay. There's always some sort of underlying, I don't know, emotion and attachment to an ex in general, and to see them move on with somebody else, it almost can trigger another emotion that you probably weren't even thinking.
I
you
don't
feeling.
Know. My friend like dated like he wasn't like my ex, but he was a guy I was talking to for like a while, and then she dated him for like a year. After that, and I was in her wedding still.
Mm. And you were okay with it. I mean, I guess it is to each his own. You know
I mean, you get over it. It's maybe at first a little upsetting, mm-hmm. but you realize, I mean, first of all, she never, with either of them, ever had something that was super serious where it was going, like, it'd be different if she was dating one of them for, like, a very long time and it was really serious, and then that happened. But because it's, like, She's like Josh said, it was just a casual thing. Like, it's not both with Greg and with him, it's both been casual.
Yeah, yeah, but it's still, and for her too, how do you think you're ever gonna get in a serious relationship with these guys if you're just going from
yeah, I mean, that's
back to back,
that I completely agree.
Back to back, like, there's no future.
How about all of a sudden she just goes to their friend Hector? Right. And it just becomes a whole nother situation. Like, Hector.
No, it's not going to be Hector, because Hector's the one that's like, why do both of my friends like this girl?
Right.
I also think it would be interesting if Greg, even for a second, was like, maybe this can work. And then Josh gets a hold of him and is like, we literally broke up the night before because she told me she was pregnant with my baby and we were going to live together forever. She already had names for them. And then she said, just kidding, I'm not pregnant, and I broke up with her. And then he'd be like, oh, I was the rebound again.
Or how about if he was just like, okay. You know how Greg's demeanor, he's like, okay.
Well, yeah.
Why?
It happens.
That's fine.
Rebecca.
Exactly.
Are we in college? Like, are these college kids? I just feel like they...
Greg's back.
This is the reason why I like Greg so much with her, is because he knows all these crazy things about her, and he still likes her. Like, Josh, every time she does something crazy, he's like, I need to leave.
Yeah.
Right.
Every time.
Like, he's not okay with her craziness, but Greg seems to be, and I like that Greg calls her out on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. I don't know. But, I mean, that's the gist of kind of, like, what happened. And I know we don't have the scales from 1 to 10 that we wanted to promise everyone. We wanted to do this thing where we wanted to rate how crazy Rebecca is from...
We're gonna get
from
it.
From either 1 it. To 10 or Rebecca's crazy smile on a stick or whatnot. But from 1 to 10, how crazy do you think Rebecca was in this particular episode over here? Let's start over with Renee.
You know, I want to give it about a 6.
Okay.
Because... she didn't do anything, like, stalk anyone. Well, I mean, she did follow Greg to the airport. However, I feel like there have been worse moments, and I do think she's capable of way worse. So I'll give it about 6 because of that moment she had with Josh, where she just flipped the switch like that and thought she was pregnant without taking a test. That's a little crazy.
Right.
Her moments with her therapist, and then the end, chasing Greg to the airport when she knows this means goodbye.
Right. Running on the freeway.
Yes.
So I'd have to say a 10 because she was crazy. She's crazy in love.
Oh.
So not so much like she's crazy, but she's crazy in love, and she will go like to whatever length.
There's super deep Trinae. There you go. Look at that.
Yeah. Advice, don't smash the homies. That's the advice. That's today's advice.
Okay.
Brianna? I'm going to give her like a 7 or an 8. Because I think the fact that she wasn't going to take the test and that she was just envisioned this whole life with them and without even having that evidence. Like, even people, when you take a pee stick test, sometimes need to get a blood test because those can be false positives. It's, like, rare, but that can happen. Like,
yeah.
Right.
To be, like, telling him all this and, like, springing it on him and then to be jumping back into another relationship with someone else or trying to and just looking for these random signs, like, that's pretty crazy. Like, that's desperate crazy. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
right.
I agree.
Okay, I'm going to give her a 7.5. I'll kind of meet in the middle there. That's because I did think, yeah, she was crazy for not taking that test. She was a little nuts for all of a sudden hopping back to Greg because Josh was breaking up with her or whatnot. And then just, you know, maybe that 0.5 for... I don't know, it should be an extra point for running in the streets to go see him at the airport, which looked like the LA Convention Center, by the way, once again. And I think that's the same place where they filmed last time when she went off into her trip or whatever it was when she left. But nonetheless, I would give her like a 7.5, I think, as far as my crazy rating for her. But that brings me to another question now, because you mentioned some people need blood tests to make sure that they're actually pregnant. Do you think, let's go, get into predictions here, do you think Paula is actually pregnant?
Yeah.
Yes.
So let's get into predictions. Let's get into predictions to see what we think is going to happen in the next couple of episodes here.
And now, here I go. Predictions.
I tried to dub that really good. Did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Yeah. That was good. Trying to put some business taken there.
I did.
Their predictions.
Look at that, see? Voiceover actors, folks. All right.
Predictions.
Oh my gosh.
Stop trying to one up on me, Trinae. Trinae has the creepy voices, okay? Okay, let's start over here with Brianna and then we'll work our way down.
Okay. So, predictions, at least for next week.
Okay.
So, she changes all of her style.
What?
Because.
What?
If you don't watch the previews, I'm sorry, guys. Jump on now.
Spoilers.
Which is also kind of funny because of, like, Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, Marilyn Monroe switching into a blonde. Just saying.
Yeah, okay.
But, yeah, so she changed her style. We know this from the preview and stuff. And we saw that Josh sees her. I think there's going to be a relapse. They're going to sleep together. It's not going to be, like, it's going to give her hope, but he's just going to be like, oh, like, she, like, looks a little different. I want to, like, hit that type of deal.
I'll be so mad at him. Go ahead, sorry.
So they're going to have a relapse. They're going to sleep with each other at least once. And then I do think that this might be the episode where at the very end, like, Valencia comes back.
I'm waiting.
I think that this is going to be the one at the very end.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love that prediction, Brian. Yeah.
Also, I think that we're going to have, like, a back and forth. Like, they didn't show, but I think if it's not this episode, then it'll be the next episode where we're going to see Greg in Atlanta and them here. And it's going to kind of split a little bit. Like, we're going to see what his lifestyle in Atlanta is like. If it's going to be next episode, I'm not sure, but definitely within, like, 2 episodes.
Okay.
Well, I have a couple. I definitely think that Greg is going to come back because he's not going to have any friends in Atlanta. It's going to be hard for him to transition. So I feel like he will come back. And then piggybacking off of your prediction, I think Valencia and Josh will probably end up getting back together. And then also, last prediction, there may be a therapy session between Josh and Rebecca and Greg.
Oh, all 3.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. Bring the polyamorous relationship together. All right.
I think that something is going to fall through with that money that...
Oh, no.
Yeah, that Greg just got. And I think it's going to keep him from going. I think something's going to go wrong and then he's not going to be able to go. I also think that when Josh sees Rebecca's makeover, I think he's going to be so, like, weirded out by it and, like, be like, oh, yeah, that looks great. And Becca's going to think, he loves my new look, but he's really, like, this crazy girl. And just because I'm hopeful, I hope Valencia comes back. And if she does, I really do think she's going to get back together with Josh, and it's going to make Becca crazier.
Nice. Okay. I really like your prediction about the Valencia thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm really waiting for her to come back. Like, I'm stalking her IMDb to see what what she's filmed or anything like that. I haven't seen anything yet.
I love her.
So I don't know if they're just doing that just to not let us see. But I would love for that to happen. Now, my other prediction, would be that I think Paula, something's going to happen, and she's still going to be pregnant, I think. But she's going to push through, and it's going to happen. She's going to be in school while pregnant. She's going to have the baby before she actually graduates, and it's going to be all good. She's going to push through somehow. Something's going to happen there. Oh, it would be funny if Greg helped pay for...
Piggybacking off of your thing, though, with her being pregnant, because I definitely think she's going to be pregnant. Yeah. I don't think it's a fake. I think that she's going to keep the baby. But I think that... Becca's gonna like be like, I'll raise the baby for you.
Oh, crazy.
But like, it's okay, you can do school and all that because right. I'll raise it for you.
This is totally far off, but I was imagine if the money Greg decides to just pay for Paula's, it's what would have happened, but imagine if Greg were to pay for Paula's school. You know what I mean?
Why are you trying to make me fall in love with him more?
Oh, look at that, see? But no, not gonna happen. But so that's what happened. She's gonna push through. Everything's gonna be okay. I also feel like Greg's not gonna survive in Atlanta. Like, Emory was his number one school, and he's loved it so much. For some reason, he's not gonna like Atlanta. He's gonna hook up with Barry, and Barry might be this crazy weird dude. And he's like, I'm not trying to be like Barry. I need to come back here. And he'll find a school out here, and he'll end up settling out here. And there's still going to be this banter between them trying to figure out what their relationship is like or whatnot. I think Josh might have maybe an episode of just a cool down where we're not going to concentrate on Josh next episode. I don't think too hard. We're going to see him at one point when he sees Rebecca with a makeover. Hopefully it's not too much. And I would love to see a little bit more with Greg. Although in my heart of hearts, in the back of my head, I still feel like somehow she's going to end up with Josh. I got your eye to twitch there. Look at that. I don't know. We'll see.
And I'm
you too. It was her eye twitching I was talking about.
Josh.
I'm still waiting because of our lovely guest last week, her telling me that there is going to be another tap number that I'm going to love even more than Settle for You. So I'm just waiting for that episode. I don't know when it's going to come.
A couple episodes in. Any final thoughts about this episode here, ladies? Quiet. We're good.
I love the episode. No, I mean, I love that the episode went the way it did because, I mean, it left them all single, which is where they need to be, but I know it's not where it's going to stay because then the show is over. So I'm like, it made me so happy / nervous because now I'm just like waiting for the next crazy thing to happen because it's just them all being single and kind of working on themselves is too good to be true.
Right. Like, I'd love to see Greg meet someone new. Like, what if he meets someone in AA?
No, I mean, he just needs to be single, though. Like, he needs to not even have anybody. He needs to just concentrate on him.
You're just hoping because you just want him and Rebecca to get together.
I mean, yeah, but also because he needs to just also work on himself.
True. They all need to work on themselves. Definitely.
Totally.
100%.
And no matter what, like, he's going to, even if there is a new girl, it's going to help sway him. Like, he needs to just be alone. They all just need to be alone.
The crazy is going to come back. And we all know the crazy is going to come back. I just wonder in what form and how it's going to come back. I guess we're going to have to wait and see.
Also, do you think, random little slide, I know we're about to end, but because Paul's pregnant, do you think she's going to use the babies as an excuse to, like, start doing crazy stuff with Rebecca again?
Oh, your predictions are really good today. Oh. Lights, you see those?
I love that.
That's ding, really ding, good.
That's a good idea. I really need Paula again.
Paula's being has crazy. To fall off the boat. She's going, like, it's... Like yeah. I said, all of this is too good to last.
Paula is my favorite type of crazy, and this is the perfect time in the next few episodes for her to get in on this because everyone's rejecting Rebecca. It's time for Paula to save the day.
Well, remember, 2 weeks ago I had said she's going to find a loophole to try to help Rebecca. The pregnancy could be the loophole.
Why? I'm just, like, so confused, though, because, like, even with the advice, like, she's like, I can't help you choose. Like, I can't help talk to you about... Right. I thought she could help talk to her.
Right.
I know, me too.
I thought she just couldn't, like, do anything.
I think she's just trying to get her life together, and she doesn't want any distractions in that in that fact or whatnot. But I really do hope they realize how awesome Daryl is at the end of the day.
Who was the...
actress she's, that the our guest told us was going to play Daryl originally? I forget.
Oh, I don't remember either. Someone completely different.
Oh, wow. Well, I love this Daryl, so that's great.
I know.
And I heard they did a good job at the Entertainment Weekly. Entertainment Weekly live Crazy Ex-Girlfriend session. They did that last week.
Oh, yeah, I saw it. Nice. They were also at LA Comic Con.
Yeah.
So. And you can see, like, videos online. They, like, sang stuff live.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
I would have loved to have seen that.
Yeah, same.
Which is before we really, really end. I'm sorry about this. But it's also nice to see that they don't have to have 3 or 4 numbers for us to be really entertained. It was just one number. And I was really into the storyline.
Yeah, right. Same. You
know? Oh, also, news and gossip, if we want to do a little bit of it. I mean, it's kind of old news and gossip, but with the election coming up, if you want, they did a, the Rebecca did a, yeah, Funny or Die, if you haven't seen it, I don't know where you are. But
I haven't seen
really?
It.
Really? Yeah. Where are you?
You should go.
where are you?
Yeah, it's a Funny or Die video, it's a political campaign, Rachel's in it, and then a bunch of other celebrities.
Right.
Oh, I'll check it out.
The Funny or Die stuff, yeah, everyone, go vote on Tuesday, folks. Whoever you vote for, just go vote. But the Funny or Die campaigns for To Rock the Vote is amazing. If you guys have never seen it, go watch it. If you love YouTube, you're going to love all the stuff.
Ooh, I need to watch this, guys.
It'll give you a little bit more of a smile during this election, folks. Yeah, exactly.
But be forewarned, there is foul language in it.
Yes.
If you're
4 hour, you know, under PG-13 viewers. Hopefully, we don't have too many of them. All right, folks. Well, that is it for us. Thank you so much for tuning in once again here at the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Once again, it's your boy, Nino. You can catch me at Nino Lanera on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. What about you, Brie?
You can find me at BFibs14, Twitter and Instagram, 1214 for Snapchat.
Trinae.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl, Trinae.
And Renee. I love saying it together.
Hey, guys. I'm Renee Ariel. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Renee Ariel and on Snapchat at the Renee. Area.
That is it, folks. We'll see you all next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.